Have a lovely meditation. It is a time to reflect the reality of life, all the pretentious, all the chasing rainbows, all the shallow living that we've been living every day habitually has to come to an end through meditation, through understanding, through wisdom. Because habitual living always creates problems and end up in unhappiness and misery. So by meditating and through meditating, looking the body and the mind and the life itself with the wisdom eyes, we have some way of understanding and living this life so that we have peace and happiness rather than misery and difficulties and troubles. So today I would like to present about getting into happiness straight away, right now. No matter what situations we're in, whatever mess we're in, whatever difficulties we're in, whatever mental turmoil, depression, sadness, sorrow, pain, whatever situations we are in, we can break ourselves free and we can be happy right now with right understanding and with right effort. For example, if we were in a real mess, everything is turning against us, and what, because of what we have done wrong, we've been now facing all the difficulties, and we are now facing all the problems that follows. Some are very big, and some are not big, but nevertheless, it is a source of unhappiness, stress, depression, and misery. So in a situation like this, if we start doing meditation and start seeing what life is, then we can somehow have this understanding. For example, when we meditate, I said to watch this breathing process. When you breathe in, and then the shoulders rises, and then the chest also, the abdomen also, they rise. And you think, you are breathing in and you are breathing out. This ego, that self, the notion of self is there. And with wisdom eyes, with intuitive understanding, to look deeply, to penetrate into these thick layers, to see who is doing it. If you think you are breathing in and breathing out, what happens when you are sleeping? Are you still breathing in and breathing out? Or the body itself is breathing in and breathing out? You must contemplate this. It is a natural phenomena, like the waves in the ocean, because of the temperatures, because of the wind, then there are big waves, and there are small waves, and they are just ripples. The same thing when you're sleeping, sometimes you snore, sometimes you just breathe normally. These are the natural phenomena. When you're sleeping, it's like being unconscious. You don't have the active conscious anymore. And that the body is breathing in itself, in and out. So if you contemplate this, this is a natural phenomena due to the causes and conditions. The body is by itself. The heart is beating. The lungs are filling up air automatically. Even if you take the heart out, isn't it? Some people go to operation to repair the heart. Then you can see in the documentaries that the heart is still beating outside of the body. There's no connection between the person's mind while they are unconscious and then the heart that is outside beating. There's no correlation or no connection at all, no direct connection. except that that heart is taken out of that body. It is a natural phenomena. We must know this. We must contemplate this. And with intuitive understanding, whenever the notion that I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out, then this ego entity comes up, and then based on that, we think we are doing these things. And that's where suffering, pain and sorrow come in. So if we want happiness, whatever mess we are in, whatever troubles we are in, it doesn't really matter. Knowing that these problems, these difficulties are due to the fact that I have done it in the period, in the time when my mind is not skillful, with this unskillful, you know, ways of doing and way of speaking, I'm in these big problems, in these troubles. So if you understand that, you know, straight away you can see the causes and conditions of how this problem has arisen, or this misery that follows has come about. So by knowing the answer, there is already happiness there. The only thing is, don't take it personally and take it from the wisdom point of view. This body, when this mind is under stress, under pressure, and then it'll put pressure on the body as well, like the heart beating faster, and there is always something, a heaviness on the in the heart, and also, you know, you can't sleep well, you have fear factors there. Knowing these things, then you meditate and you watch these things happening as they are. There, the worry is there coming up. Now the heart is filled with heaviness, tightness, pain because of this mental stress. And that mental stress, where does it come from? It comes from my unskillful and unwholesome way of doing and acting, coming from this lack of wisdom. So you see these things, like when you are at the bottom of the deep hole, you know, you don't panic, you don't get worried, you fill up your heart with hope and happiness, trying to climb out of it, ways of trying to find a way to get out of the hole. Instead of worrying and depressed and fear, you have this courage and bravery that builds in you, and hope. And with the effort you're putting in, you have confidence you will be out of this deep hole very soon. So knowing that, it starts repairing. It's like you fall down and you try to get up straight away. Same sort of things. There's no time for unhappiness and misery, but courage, bravery, determination and wisdom is, in a Buddhist way, coming in. So if you're in a deep trouble, contemplate how this trouble has started, knowing the unskillful ways, unskillful, you know, mental attitudes. Then purify the mind, and from that bring happiness inside. I'll solve this problem, and then very soon I'll be out of it, and there'll be happiness. Happiness and brightness there in the end. Knowing the end result, like fast-forwarding a videotape, you know what the ending is, a happy ending. Then you have faith in yourself. From that, confidence grows, and you have no fear now. You have happiness instead coming in. And from that base, you know, you try and repair things, like a person who's in debt, who owes money to people, isn't it? He can't save unless he paid all the debt off. So first of all, he got to repair all these you know, damages that the person has done. If we have done something wrong, we go and repair it with bravery and with courage. And then do it with a purified mind, a mind that has no ego. Because in this meditation, the ego is useless. There is no ego. If you look carefully, the breathing in process, the breathing out process, it is a natural process. Only the perception, we are perceiving that I am breathing in and I am breathing out. So this natural process that you watch, there is no self there that is breathing in and breathing out. But also the strong notion that self is always coming in. So if you let this ego comes in, it'll be always you who is suffering, you who is under stress, you who is unhappy. But if you look with the wisdom eyes, it is not you who is under these stresses and unhappiness. It is this entity of this body and the mind that perceiving as you, as self, has made you suffer. So, if you understood this, if you penetrate into thick layers, and if you intuitively try to understand, then you can separate it, like the water and the oil in a bottle. No matter how much you shake, they don't mix. So you have to go back to this wisdom very carefully and very profoundly. Otherwise, this notion of self is so strong, you can't separate it from the natural process. You're always there. You're always happy. You're always the one who is suffering. You're always the one who is in difficulties if you don't know how to separate it. But if you know how to separate it, then this body and this entity is under this situation. And with the contemplative wisdom, you try to steer this body and this mind away from this source of problem by repairing things, by mediating, by reconciliation. Do whatever is needed in a peaceful and harmonious way. But if we were doing this in the first place, we wouldn't have this much stress and unhappiness at all. So how much unskillfulness, unwholesomeness, and how much lack of wisdom we have in the past indicate what problems we are in now. So it is more important to meditate wisely and to achieve this wisdom with the deep understanding of this process of this mind and this body. So whenever self come in, then we suffer. Whenever we have this wisdom, contemplative, intuitive understanding of the separate natural process of this mind and this body, we feel much better. So if there is personal attacks, personal insults, we don't feel that much pain. We can reflect it like the water off the duck's back. We can reflect it off with this wisdom, with this contemplation. This is the refuge we have in our lives to take refuge from this pain, sorrow, and grief of this world, from this understanding of the natural process of this mind and this body. So once you understood now how things are happening, happiness and unhappiness are coming, attaching this notion of self and creating this identity ego, that's how it is starting. So Buddhism is for clever people, people who are intuitive and who can understand things deeply. It is for them, but it is not academic. It is realization, it is practice. So you don't have to have a PhD or very clever to have this understanding of what Buddha is pointing out. But with practice, in that sense, the cleverness in realization of what is really happening. So if you follow Buddha's path, the path that Buddha has pointed out like that, he has guaranteed us that you'll be free from pain and sorrow of this world. So when there is some emotional issues coming up, always watch this mind and this body. When the mind is perceiving through feelings and contacts and input from the eye, ear, nose, etc., then you know you see that when that identity of I and self is you know not removed, they come to the forefront and they create emotions, they create anger, they create pleasure. And from that, by not seeing this identity process of ego, you know, rolling on and on and on, then we get into these unwholesome speeches and unskillful actions, and that led to this misery and unhappiness. So when you have this wisdom, even though we are now, right now, in the middle of a big mess, we can start getting happiness, knowing that I will overcome this problem by with this understanding, not putting ego first. I will try and find out what is the root of the problem, and I will, without ego, you know, solve the problem. If we need to apologize, we will. If we need to compensate, we will. We're not afraid of, you know, losing this ego. We're not afraid of this, you know, process that we have to go through to repair things with courage and bravery. We do it. Then, at the end, we may physically or mentally suffer a bit, but once the problem is gone, we are out of it. We are free. We are happy. So right now, knowing that with this wisdom, we will be able to solve this problem and we will be happy. And right away, you know, grow this happiness and confidence inside your heart. Make sure that you understood this natural process of how the feelings comes up, how the emotions are attached through the ego entity. So the first thing to do is, you know, try and map your plan. How am I going to do it? You know, don't worry about ego and anything. Oh, people are talking about me now. I'm suffering this and that. What we have done, we can't do anything anymore. The past is gone. Only this present moment that you can concentrate on and that you can try and solve problems or make things much better. So you start paying your debts off like a person who owes money to other people. And the way you can afford it, little by little, then at the end of all the clearing all the debts, then we are debt free. We can start saving and we can be happy. But and all the process to understand where it's coming from. It's coming from this perceiving attachment, the ego entity. So when pleasure comes, we are so happy in a sense that we don't put any refraining on it, any stop on it. Just go for it. And then when that happiness gone, then long for that kind of happiness, same intensity again. And so what we do, we look for another occasion like that, to have that sort of laughters, to have that sort of fun, that much fun, the same sort of intensity. And as we keep chasing it, it's much harder and harder every time to reach to the same level of happiness. And we keep doing it, chasing it. We make parties, we invite people, and that is happiness. Make more bigger parties, thinking that that'll bring more happiness. Bring more alcohol and wine and beer, thinking that that'll be more happier. The more we drink, the more we'll be happy. So if we chase happiness like that, then at the end, we get burned. We won't find the real happiness. We find the happiness that being together with people and laughing and drinking. But after many, many, many times, we come to realize, you know, that's not it. In real sense of happiness. Then, also when the mind is not, you know, noticing this ego entity, then when unhappiness comes, then it take it really seriously without refrainment. It just go unhappy all the way, and this take the stress all the way, feeling down all the way, no wisdom applied, and you know, seeing that these are the things we are attaching, this notion of self is in the forefront, and that self is feeling all these things, this notion. So we need to understand this, we need to contemplate it deeply, and this self, notion of self, is so hard to separate if you don't have the wisdom eyes. Only with meditation you see this body breathing in and breathing out. Ask yourself, am I breathing in? Am I breathing out? You will say normally, without wisdom eyes, you will say, yes, I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out. But okay then, what happens when you're sleeping? Are you still breathing in or are you still breathing out? You don't have conscious there. The body is breathing in and the body is breathing out. It's a natural phenomenon. And when you meditate, you know, your mind is going into thought. Ask yourself, am I really intentionally going into these thoughts while I'm meditating? Ask yourself. And you would say, no. What I want is to concentrate this breath, you know, mind on this breath, breathing in and breathing out. The sensation of the air, you know, when you breathe in, brushing through the nostrils, the same thing when you breathe out. I'm concentrating on that. And yet, your mind is going here, going there. So, it is a natural process of the mind, even though you don't want it to wander around. So, you must contemplate these things very deeply, otherwise, there's very impossible or very difficult to separate this natural process and the notion of I, entity of ego. It always comes in automatically, and we always suffer, and we take it as my stress, my pain. But if you have the wisdom eyes, you look at a person or whoever creating the problems as this entity of body and mind, trying to investigate, see what is going on through their lives, through their minds, what events are happening. If we got rejected, we'll be unhappy. Same thing. They will be unhappy. If we achieve something, we'll be happy. If they achieve something, they'll be happy. The same thing applies. So there must be something, what we have done, what we have said, upsetting them or making them, creating all these problems. So we have to be patient. We have to leave the ego out. And we have to try and understand that entity in that raw state, not knowing what is self and what is natural process, going through all these things. Then you will understand, and then you can let go of your ego, because it's the same. You are the same with that person, and that person is same with us. No difference. So if you can do that, then already your heart is free. Your heart is lighted now, very light-hearted now, because of this understanding. Otherwise, you have a heavy heart whenever you see that person or group of persons, and you will dislike them. You will create ill will and aversion towards them, hatred towards them, even revenge, scheming and plotting. So in this sense, if you understand this natural process inside you, this body and this mind, you also understand the natural process of other people, the person you don't like. If you understand their nature, the natural process of this body and the entity inside you that is happening, you can apply it to your enemy the same. Then there is no animosity anymore, if you understood this wisdom. That's how loving kindness comes in, even to the person that you don't like, even to your enemy. Buddha said, you know, it's a very profound saying. He said, if two robbers pulling you from, stretching your body from both sides, and the other robbers are sawing you in half, you know, with those big timber saws in those days, one pull from the top and one pull from the bottom, with that big sword, if they are, you know, cutting your body in half, even if you have a one little iota of ill will towards them, then you are not my disciple. Very, you know, profound words. Why? Because of this understanding that, you know, entity of this body and this mind, how they work, the ego formations. So you don't have hatred towards anyone, even your worst enemy. Because of this understanding, you become peaceful. Of course, you may not be able to go and hug them and, you know, be friends with them, but you keep them in a distance at least. You don't have a heavy heart anymore. You don't harbor any ill will, aversion and hatred towards them anymore. So this is coming from this deep understanding of the natural process of this mind and this body. To understand this really deeply. And that brings happiness straight away. Oh, they are doing this because of that, as I have done before, because of these causes and conditions, through believing in this self, in this ego. So you can forgive them. That's where real loving kindness comes in. You keep on creating loving kindness towards somebody you don't like, for example, your in-laws. Then it is just a fool's thing, not coming from deep inside your heart with understanding, with wisdom. But when you understood this, you know, your in-laws, you can really radiate loving kindness towards them. You can really love them. You know, you can at least take them, you know, without being, you know, angry or without the mind being disturbed very much, because you understood this. And person you don't like, then you can understand why they're doing that, because they are blind at the moment, blinded by the ignorance, led by the desire to make your life unhappy, desire to disturb you as much as they can. Through this ignorance of this natural process of the body and the mind, what is happening in life, law of natures. So once you understood this, there's no way of going back to that hatred and to despair, to depression, to stress. You free yourself out of it, like these heavy chains. You just, you know, put them away, put them off, and you're free. You're not heavy anymore. You can move, you're light. Same thing. By understanding this, no matter what mess you're in, no matter what situation you're in, you can make yourself happy today. Practice. Understand this natural process of this body and the mind, and don't attach to it. Let go of it. Try and repay your debts. Don't put ego first. Just see what you have to do. Do it. Do it. With humility. Then happiness will be there right now, if you practice it right now. So I encourage you that you practice this practice, and not to be fear of trying to free yourself, and be brave and have courage in it, faith in it, confidence in yourself. Hope you can use it in your daily life. Thank you.